Hey, 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 welcome, Transfer Cats. Welcome to 30 Days to Transfer. I am so excited you are here today. I am Scott Cooper, aka Transfer Man. Do not have no fear. Transfer Man is here, and this is episode number one, Unleash the Hounds. Why? Well, today I'm going to tell you about my 100-pound English lab named Blue and what he can teach us about transfer. But first, you can find me at transferman.org, where you can get my newsletter with today's handouts, and on Instagram at transfermancc. Make sure to follow my YouTube channel, because I am going to be visiting every Cal State and UC this year, and I'm going to be highlighting all of those different campuses. So find me on all the socials. Who is Transfer Man, you may ask? I am the transfer counselor at beautiful College of the Desert in sunny Palm Desert, California. And let me tell you, I absolutely love my job, because I've seen firsthand how education can transform lives and communities. And guess what? You are next. That is right. Give it up for yourselves, because you are here. This show is for anyone looking to make that leap from community college to a four-year university. Whether you're just starting out on the journey, or you're standing on the edge and thinking about jumping in, today is your day. Here's how the series works. We're going to spend 30 days together, broken into three sections, about 10 days each. First, we're going to focus on mindset, because success starts with how you think. After seeing thousands of successful transfer students, I know that to be 100% true. Next, we're going to dive into practical advice, the nuts and bolts of transferring, applications, essays, little things that I've picked up over the years to help the actual practical transfer part. And finally, we're going to explore big picture concepts, the deeper why. Why are we doing all this? Why? Behind your journey and what's ahead of you. So today's episode is called Unleash the Hounds, and we're talking about my 100-pound English lab retriever named Blue. This is a dog that we got during the pandemic, of course, and I don't think the girls expected him to be this big. He is a big, huge, strong, wonderful dog, and he can pull a car. I'm telling you, you know, if my car died, my truck died, I could hook this dog up and he could pull me down the road like a chariot. He's just super, super, super strong. But he wasn't always. He was a little puppy, just like every other dog at one point, right? And we kept him in the kitchen with a little gate that kept him securely in there so he couldn't get out and roam about the house. And he internalized that little gate. So even though he's 100+ pounds right now, he will not go through that gate. That gate is an impassable, impenetrable barrier. So he will look at it and he'll just lay there and wait for us to let him go, right? So I want to think about that for just a quick second here. So here's this 100-pound Labrador that could easily go through this little tiny kid's gate, right? It's like a baby gate. He could push that thing over and just go right through it. He couldn't really jump over it because he has like zero vertical, right? Zero vertical leap. I don't even think his back hind legs get off the ground because he's so big. But he can go through it. Why doesn't he go through it? This is not just a little gate. This is not just a little barrier, physical barrier. The truth is, that gate is an internal barrier. That gate is inside of his mind. And I want to think about this. If you've gone to transferman.org, you can print out the worksheets. I've designed worksheets to go with every single lesson, every single day, every single reflection. So go to transferman.org and I will send them to you. And if you have that, then I want to dive into journal number one. So if you think about it, like a diver, if you've ever watched a diver on TV during the Olympics, especially, they're amazing. The synchronized, the diving, I mean, the flips and everything like that. Or even gymnastics when they hit the pommel horse and they go flying in the air and they just know where they're at, right? In any event, or even figure skating, when they're spinning super fast, I always wondered how they did that. And the way that they do that is through the use of their head. The head is the heaviest part of your body. And where your head goes, your body will follow. Okay. So likewise, in transfer, when we get our mind right, the transfer will follow. So when we're looking at these barriers today, we're not making any judgments. We're not trying to change anything. Today, we are simply identifying what are the transfer barriers that are in your life, real or imagined. What are they? This is key. You can identify them. We can actually work on changing them. Today, all I want you to do is identify what are the barriers. What is keeping you, like my 100-pound lab pinned inside the kitchen waiting? What's keeping you there? Is it academic? Is it beliefs about social beliefs, emotional beliefs, financial? All right, you have your homework. It's time to let the dogs out. It's time to let those transfer barriers out, and I will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're talking about a wonderful 80s tune, I Ain't Afraid No Ghosts. Tomorrow, we are tackling transfer fear head on. Remember, we are not called to be average. We're called to be excellent. Now, let's get to it.